want to discuss the concept of safety and its relevance in our lives. In Maslow's five-stage model and theory of hierarchical needs, safety and security are recognized as basic needs. When these are not present, there is not a stable foundation for the other human needs to build upon. When individuals feel psychologically safe, they can take risks that they feel will not threaten their identity or sense of self, according to Edmondson and Lay. Without this feeling of safety, people are often not able to learn new things, meet new people, or develop beyond where they are. Their fear of feeling embarrassed, losing face, feeling ashamed, or losing an aspect of their identity would be far too great for them to overcome by their desire to engage with others and to learn. According to Paquette and Bergas, for children, this might look like an unwillingness to explore new play situations. According to Astor, Guerra, and Van Acker, for adolescents or adults, this might be absent from work. And Chandra, Sekharan, and Mishra often say they change jobs as well. Previous research suggests that more psychologically safe children are able to exhibit greater self-regulation, according to Merritt, Weinlis, Rim, Kaufman, Cameron, and Pugh. Speaking up as an example may be particularly important for individuals in an abusive or discriminatory situation who may need to feel safe enough to engage in this critical step to advance their situations. When a person feels that they are being judged for trying something and taking a risk, they will often not try. When a family or community is overly critical or shaming, the people within it lose their sense of psychological safety. When people are in a survival mode, they may reduce their thinking to being decisively critical to survive. This can sometimes become a part of intergenerational behavioral relational habits, and as a consequence, one manifestation is that individuals or collective sets of individuals, as in a community, will not advance and grow. In fact, they may learn less than the previous generation. Hence, we see religious learning proportionally decrease in relationship to the community's ability to create a psychologically safe community. Safety, therefore, is critical to our overall growth and human development. Given the significance of safety for the human being, is it any wonder that one-third of Ramadan is focused on the ultimate safety of our ultimate ends, the protection of God from the hellfire? In these last 10 days of Ramadan, it is encouraged to pray to God for the safety from the hellfire. Until next time, peace and blessings.